Hi, good morning, Mr. Mohammed.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, how is it going?
Somebody else, I got the guy on the line, Mr. Wooten. My
Okay.
question to you, okay, so I want to help him. But I said, Ms.
Uh-huh.
Wooten, okay, do you understand when people ask you to move in a place, they ask you for the first month rent and deposit? He said
Yes.
he ain't never heard of that. I'm like, Mr. Wooten, so I said, other place you was going to move in, they wouldn't let you pay the rent, no deposit. He said, yes. I mean, Ms. Wooten, I just, Ms. Wooten, I ain't never heard of that.
No,
So,
because I recommended him a property too, and I did inform him about there was going to be a deposit. And I also told, let me just pull up his file.
he acted like he got an email showing him they were gonna just make him pay the first month rent. I said, no deposit, Ms. Wooten. He said, no deposit. I mean, who? I just,
For which one?
it,
Because I'm not sure about. Let me.
don't know. He just said the
I
last
did
one you that.
recommended him one, but he got denied because of the collections and the
No, my he on online. My only issue, this guy think that he stay in a place, he just have to pay the rent, no deposit. It's just the rent. Okay, he go to rent. And then this my issue, Miss Elsa. So like, this is what I was gonna do for this guy, but I might need to back off of it. I was gonna, this guy to me, he just changed jobs. He went from wherever, he now he working at the post office. He don't get paid till the 11th. He don't have no money till the 11th. And so I would say, okay, I just give my son $800. You pay my money on the 11th. He don't have the money to pay for the move in right now. Now I said, Mr. Wooten, so like, okay, what if I give my son the waiver deposit of the first month rent and deposit the full amount? I get him to let you just narrow down to $400. Can you pay me $1,200 on the level? He told me, no, I can't do it. I won't be able to do it. I said, Wooten, so you think the people that you move in the house with first month just a rent, no deposit? If you bust their walls up and walk out of the house, then they don't have no recourse on you. He said he never heard of deposit. I'm like, Wooten, are you
No,
serious?
he's because the same property that I recommended, I told him that a security deposit would be 250.
Right, he said he don't. So I like, but this is what I'm saying, Mr. Elster. He don't have the money to move. I was gonna let the man move in today. He only have the money. He said he won't get paid till 11th.
Well, I would, I can't tell you what to do, but I know that I have to look out for you too. So if you want, I mean, if you can, maybe you could hold it until 11 for him. But
I
you don't
won't.
want to get somebody.
Somebody else gonna come along. I know. But him, like I said, why you don't have the money? He said, oh, I just pay my car note. I'm saying, but like, I want to help this guy, but this guy, he got a warped mind. So if I was to say deposit 250, he's saying, I ain't never heard of deposit. I'm a merger man. I got him on the other line, but I want him under. He thinks he can move in the house with no deposit, no security
No,
deposit.
I did let him know that, sometimes the deposit's
I just
there,
want to ask you
sometimes
because it
deposit's
didn't sound
there.
right. It didn't sound right. Like I know better. So let me just merge him in. And remember, I was gonna go to the bank, get $800, and get to my son. My son not gonna let him move in here. Got the money. I was gonna pay, and this guy's gonna get my $800 back on the levels.
Okay.
But it seemed like, and I see he got a car with a drive-by tag. I don't know. Do you have any drug problems, Ms. Astor? Do you know?
Let me just pull up his file.
I want to help a man, but some of these guys, they got messed up mindsets.
I know. No. Well, he's when I asked him about his criminal background, he said he didn't have any. He have there was a misdemeanor, but that was like 26 years ago for marijuana.
Have you ever did a, do you do a background check on your people?
No, to be honest, no. We do send them like a questionnaire and we ask like for different information there, but we personally don't do a background check on them.
So like he said he had a job. He left and now he work at the post office. So he.
Yes, he says that he has been in his job for 4 months.
But then the post office, how he left there and went to the point he moved, he went to the post office.
He says USPS mail handler
United
assistant.
States Post Office. United States
Okay.
Post Office. Yeah, that's what that is. And they pay like twice a month. I know that every 2 weeks. But he said he don't have no money but $50. Is he from Memphis, Miss Let me
Let me see,
see.
what is his address? Four to 450 Cedar Park Drive. That's what he gave me.
Okay. What do you say? Like, I was gonna give my son $800 and act like he paid me and give it to my son, give my son property. But this guy, he don't. He's out. He's like he never heard of the security deposit.
No, I told him about. I always tell him about. They
Okay.
know about the deposit because they were aware. Because I told him, I said,
I'm gonna merge him in now, and I wanna have the conversation. Let me merge him in real fast.
okay, sure, no problem.
Ms. Wooten. Yes,
Hello.
sir. Yeah, I got Miss Esther on the phone with us.
Yes.
Hello, Mr.
I
Lawrence.
apologize.
Hey, Miss Esther, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right.
Okay. So I was talking to Mr. Mohammed, and he said that he's willing to work with you, but as per usual, you know that you have to put a deposit. Sometimes the
Yeah.
deposit is 1 month's rent, you know, there's a moving fee and the first month's rent. So we'd like to know when you'll be able to put down something for a deposit, because you know there is a standard
Well,
deposit, you know, sometimes. It just varies on the background on the screening, but it's usually 1 month's rent.
like I told Mr. Muhammad yesterday, it would be 2 weeks. And I told you as well.
I know you mentioned
Yeah.
that you get paid on the 11th.
Yeah. So.
Okay, but is there any type of funds that you could put down if you can't come up with all the deposit? Is at least 250 can you put down, or
I have $50. I'm totally, that's what I told both of y'all yesterday. Of all the situation last week where I basically spent everything on the hotel, told you I was gonna wait for 2 weeks, but that was Mr. Muhammad's suggestion that I go ahead and,
because
you know, look.
it might not be there 2 weeks, my brother. I'll be honest with
Yeah,
you.
it might
And
not
I
be
know about
available
it. Yeah, I
anymore.
know.
I mean, and I understand that, and there's nothing I could do about that either. But I'm just, you know, like I spoke to him
I
about
was
it
asking
yesterday.
you, okay, if my son charged $250 deposit, and I'm gonna give him $800. Now you understand now the rent. Like I'm gonna pay him the rent due on the first of every month. When you get your next check, he ain't gonna wait. He ain't gonna let you say I'm gonna pay you on the 19th. The rent due on the first. Out of the fifth is late. That's what the lease gonna say.
I know that. I understand that.
Okay.
I understand
Okay.
that. That's not even
Okay.
an issue.
So if you pay, but so what? He want eight. Well, I pay him the eight today. He gonna want $250 deposit. Can you pay me $1,050 on the level?
Yes.
Say that again.
Yes, sir. Yes,
Okay.
I can.
Okay.
Like
Because I
I
would
told
like.
you, you remember I told you I stopped in mid conversation. I told you up front that I wouldn't be able to move on anything yesterday, and it was your suggestion
I'm
that
just
I
trying to
go
help
ahead.
you. I'm aware of that. I got that memo. But normally people charge first month and deposit. That's normal. You go get an apartment anywhere in Memphis, man, they're gonna ask you maybe two. Some people ask for the whole. Depends on the person credit. They might ask you, okay, the first month rent and deposit. How much deposit? Same amount of the rent. So if it was a place that was $800, they would say I want $1,600. Because the reason they do, they protect themselves. Depends on the person credit. Depends on the person background. Some people might say, "Give me $250 deposit." I'm gonna get my son to take that. So,
And I understand that. Like I said, I've never run into happen to have that option. It's always been either a deposit or either you pay the first month rent or whatever. I mean, I don't. That's probably true. I mean, I'm more than likely it is true. But I've never. I'm just saying I've never heard of it or whatever. But it's no problem or anything. I understand if that's, you know, the way it goes, you know. Or whatever, but I was just saying I have never had to be in that situation or something like that, you know, to where they want a deposit and a rent. So maybe I had a good credit situation at the time to where it just didn't come at me like that. But I understand, you know, I'm not debating about that or nothing like that. I was just What I am saying again is I won't have any money until the 11th. So if it's not there, then I understand. I mean, it's no, you know, I understand.
No, we're going to do it. I was just making sure we're clear. Come on, my son, when he calls, you're going to say, you got the money. You're going to tell him yes. I'm going to give it to him out of my pocket. You know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm going to do that because I gave my word. But on level, as long as you're willing to give me the $250, the security deposit, you know, then I like, I can say, okay, here you go. I'll tell him, I just tell him I give him $250 security deposit on the levels. He'll do that, but he going to want the rent today. So that's all. I'm going to pay it. So you talk to him, tell him, I'm going to give it to your dad. And then it means you have an agreement, you're going to get my money on level, right?
I'll have you pay the full on the level.
No, I'm just making sure we're clear, bro, because like, if I get it to my son, he'll be mad as hell at me if you even need it, you know.
Yes. I mean, I wouldn't even put myself or you in a. I don't like.
No, but we don't know each other, so we don't know each other though. So I don't. I've been burnt too many times yet. So I'm gonna help you because Ms. Esther. I just want to be clear, and then from that we're gonna build a relationship with each other.
Mr. Muhammad, I'm just as skeptical about you as far as even accepting this favor from you.
Yes, sir. Hey, you like $800? You ought to be thinking it could be an angel or something. You don't do that. Hey, bro, I promise you people don't do this.
it's been on my mind all night. It's almost too good to be true. You know?
Yeah, but see, because I told you,
Mr. Muhammad is a wonderful private landlord. And
I don't mess with everybody, man. Always I'm doing it. If anybody was there, I would have said, hell no. I wouldn't do it. I say, God, should I help God? I might say, help, sir. I was like, God, you got to come down and make me help him. Because, like, always I'm doing it because Ms. Elster, I promise you.
Only reason I believe in it is because Ms. Elster, because she actually calls and checks on me. The caseworker I had at first, she just kind of left me hanging, and you know I couldn't even get in touch with her. Miss Esther actually calls and checks on me, so you know. And I tried to avoid your place for the lungs because it's so far out. Well, I thought so, but it's actually not so far.
No, it's not far. Yeah. Hey man, you know what? Because most people in a condition they in life, and I teach people too. They ungrateful. Sometimes God will send you people to help us. Yep. We reject them. We reject them. Reject them, and we mistreat them. And then when you pray, my what is? Because all everybody he sent, it could be a bum on the street that God sent. That's God sent it, and you mistreat, you snatch their food from them. And God just said, "See, that's so you blessed, bro. I help you. I show you how to build your credit. I show you how to buy houses, but it's on you." I'm not going to carry that weight. I walk with somebody, but I ain't carrying nobody on that weight. Because my family will curse me for doing it. See what I'm saying?
Man,
hey, man, why you help these people?
This is the first time in my life that I've ever been in this type of situation.
You're going to get out of it, though.
I'm not in a good space. I appreciate everything. And even if
it doesn't happen,
even if it can't happen, I still appreciate the fact that somebody even was having me in consideration for something this
always I'm doing it because Ms. Esther, man, then me and you gonna be a relationship with each other. So I just want Ms. Esther to be our witness. So my son's gonna call you and you tell him you're gonna give his dad that money. I'm gonna go with the contract with my wife and you're gonna sign an agreement and I'm gonna give my son that money. I'm gonna say he gave me the money. I got to give my son the money. He won't even do it if I didn't pay him. And he don't even know I'm paying it, so don't even let him know.
And look.
Yeah.
I don't have anything else to say about it. I mean, like, all I can do is give you my word and my word.
That's it. If you don't, you're going to see a word. Yep,
and
you're going to see a different person.
That's all I am.
If you don't, I'm going to say, Mr. Wooten, you got to get out of my son's house, bro. Like that. That's it. We good. So I just want to witness you, Mr. Wooten. I'm going to take you for your word. I'm gonna go with the agreement from my wife. I'm gonna bring it over there, and they would even know I'm gonna do a background check on you. My wife probably makes it for the application. She might do it later, and it's a soft pull on your credit, you know.
That's fine.
We're going all Ms. Elster said, so I'm gonna go with the agreement. What time are we gonna meet, Mr. Wooten, over here?
I was actually headed your way now.
Okay, I'll make a call.
I stopped when you called because I was waiting to see. What was going on? But I was
actually.
Headed to it.
I'm heading that way too. I'm heading that way. I just
okay.
So 12 o'clock. We said 12 o'clock, I'll be there.
Okay, so
I'll
I
be there.
think, Mr. Lawrence, what you could do, since you recently got your credit report back from the screening company, because he recently applied like a couple days ago to another property and got denied, so you could take a copy of your credit report and you could submit that to Miss, you could give that to Mr. Muhammad. You do have a copy of that, right?
I saved it in my phone. I sent a couple to you, so even if I can't find it, you'll be able to send it back to me.
Yeah.
But I
Yeah, and just forward it to me.
Okay.
I can forward it to you right now, actually.
Yeah, just forward me. I'll meet you over at 12. Let me go get this application for my wife and then like that. Go get this money out of my
Thank
son. So
you.
no problem, no
Thank
problem.
you, and I
And then
appreciate
he gonna
you
just charge you
speaking.
$250 deposit, Mr. Wooten. So it's gonna be on a level of
So
8 plus 250, right.
I have $1,050 for you.
Yes,
Ten
sir. Yes,
fifty.
sir.
Ten fifty
Yes,
for
sir.
you.
And then every month on the 1st to the 5th, your rent due. Every month, like that.
That's not a
Okay.
problem. I get paid
Yes,
every
sir.
2 weeks.
That's fine. That's fine. I just wanted to say that because that was the application. Say. So we're good. Hey, thank you, Ms. Elster. Ms. Wooten, let me come ahead your
You're
way, man, so I can
welcome.
get you, man. And
So
thank you, Ms. Elster, and thank you.
thank you. So I want to just end off this note because I want to put a status on this file so I can say 100% officially approved.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All
You're
right.
good. It's done.
Awesome.
It's done.
Awesome. Thank you
Yes,
so
ma'am.
much. And Mr.
Thank you. All
Lawrence,
right.
we're depending on you to pull up your agreement too, okay?
I have no problem with that, and I appreciate y'all so
And
much
he
for
seems like he's
helping
an
me.
honest guy, Mr. Brick. He's like he's a good guy. Like
He
I
is.
looked at him
He is. He
like
is.
he's like he's a great guy, man. See,
All
we
right.
got to help each other, man. And then
Yeah.
if you want somebody, you want God to bless you, you better help somebody, Ms. Wu. That's how God do. They say they I see those faces, they play it forward. That's the key to success. Do unto
Yeah.
others as you want done unto you.
That's my motto. I don't, you do stuff for folks. I don't want nothing back. Go help somebody else and pass it
Yep.
on and keep on going.
Sometimes, I want mine back. Cause you want to cast your pearls before swine. That's something you got to be. My mom say,
Well,
son, don't you can't help it.
I just go get mine. I don't never expect nothing back. I
No,
just go
you
get
give it
mine.
away so much, you be guilty of wasting your wasting what God gave you. If you save it enough, God will multiply. Then you can be a philanthropist one day. You can be the well by which people draw water from. See, a Warren Buffett, a philanthropist, he help people because he got an overflow, a big overflow. See, that's where you want God to put you at, like in that position. That's where I want to be. So thank you all. Let me get on as we got. You close that 5 minutes. Else it's done.
All right. Wonderful. Thanks
Okay. Thank
again. You all have a
you.
blessed
I meet you
day.
at 12. Yes, sir. All right.
Take
All right,
care.
I'm
Bye
on the
bye.
way to you.